Thank you, Chair. Director General Dr. Chee, distinguished delegates, it is an honor to be here with you for this very important discussion. Allow me to first thank the FAO for taking big efforts to organize this conference, notwithstanding the disruptions caused by COVID-19 and the pandemic. The theme on agriculture food systems transformation is timely and a good reminder to take action to transform our agriculture food systems. This is critical to achieving the SDGs. We fast look forward to the upcoming UN Food Summit and its UN Food System Summits and its outcomes. According to the UN report, shifting the trends of our times, the proportion of people living in urban areas will rise from 53% to 70% by 2050. As the world's urban population grows, all of us will face the challenge of feeding our urban populations efficiently and sustainably. Traditional agriculture has been the world's food basket. However, climate change threatens the security of these food baskets. Scientists estimate widespread declines in crop yields of up to 25% by 2050, while global food demand continues to increase. We will have to find solutions to overcome this challenge. Singapore is no exception. As a small city state, we face the challenge of ensuring food security acutely. To provide for our food needs, over 90% of our food is sourced from over 170 countries and regions. In fact, trade in food and other essential goods is an important part of ensuring food security for all countries. In this regard, it is important to not only ensure that trade continues to flow, but also look to increasing connectivity between countries. We are also aiming to raise our own food production to supplement our food supply. Besides the lack of land and sea spaces, resources such as energy, water, and labor are also scarce in Singapore. That is why we have begun looking to transform our food production. Our food growing solutions will need to be resource efficient given our constraints. We are fast exploring innovative methods such as urban food solutions. Advanced technologies in recent years have allowed us to grow more with less. Technology such as vertical farms has made it possible to produce food in a highly productive manner using less land. These urban food solutions, including leveraging unconventional urban spaces, not usually thought of as farming spaces. Growing food in controlled environment also has the benefit of guarding against the impact of climate change and extreme weather. In addition, we are looking at novel food production, such as alternative proteins, which are poised to be game changers for high-yield food production. We hope that these new ways of farming and food production can contribute to greater food security, as well as create exciting employment opportunities for a younger cohort of passionate, tech-savvy agri-specialists. Given these global trends of climate change and a growing world population, it is important for agriculture and food systems to become more productive, climate resilient, and sustainable. In this regard, the focus on innovation and technology is an important component of FAO's work. With increasing rural-urban migration, urban food solutions can be an important part of countries' food systems. It can also help reduce carbon by producing food right where the people live. With this in mind, we encourage FAO to provide greater focus on urban food solutions and consider coming up with policy guidance to help governments to take advantage of this approach. As Singapore advances on our food security journey, we look forward to becoming a leading lab for food technologies and urban farming solutions. We hope that this will benefit not just Singapore, but be a pathfinder for cities around the world. Where feasible, we will be happy to collaborate with the FAO in this endeavor. Thank you very much.